The retailer input is critical because we understand that in order for the brand to grow, the retailer network has to grow with. Profits need to improve, and as a result, everything comes with it.
You're listening to Driving Performance, your go-to podcast for unmatched expertise in the world of buying and selling an automotive dealership. Each episode features discussions with industry leaders and is brought to you by Performance Brokerage Services, North America's premier family-owned automotive dealership brokerage firm with over 30 years of experience. We're here to ensure you gain the most reliable insights to confidently navigate a transaction and accomplish your unique goals. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, we prioritize building lasting relationships and maximizing the value beyond the transaction level. Here are your hosts, Jamie Farley and Paul Keckney, for another segment of Shifting Gears.
Welcome back to Driving Performance. Today, we're thrilled to have a very special guest with us, Tiago Castro, Vice President of Infiniti Americas. Tiago has been sharing a bold vision for the brand's future, from daring new products to renewed momentum across the retail network. We can't wait to dive into what's ahead for Infiniti.
Yes, it's a very exciting time for the brand. I know there's been a lot of moves this year already, and there's a lot of buzz coming up of what's going on with Infiniti. So, Tiago, welcome to the show. Looking forward to hearing firsthand from you. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Jamie, for the invitation. I'm glad to be here today and to talk about Infiniti with you. Open conversation. Let's see what are the questions, and let's go with it.
Perfect. So let's get right into it. Tiago, you've stepped into this role during a period of big change. What excites you most about leading Infiniti Americas right now?
Oh, this is a great question, actually. And I had to discuss a lot before I accepted the role, if this was the right role for me. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I wanted to take an opportunity to really transform the brand. And I saw the opportunity in front of me. But what I wasn't sure is the same thing that some of our retailers asked me when I joined. Is the company committed to Infiniti? That was a big question for me to make the decision. And I think it's important to be transparent with everyone that I had to go through this process as well. Maybe something that some of our retailers were doing at the same time as I arrived, and asking just fundamentally, will the company, global company, back up Infiniti, provided the product, provided the support? And I didn't want to be here in charge of Infiniti for the Americas without any support from global. So I was able to meet with the top management team, understand their vision for Infiniti, understand what needed to happen to bring Infiniti to its rightful place, which we can agree Infiniti is not where it should be today for many reasons that we don't need to talk about. But I felt confident, and it took a while. This was a process for me. But once I started, I was all in, you know, jumping head first and let's go. Let's get it done. And I can explain a little bit more about that process as well.
Well, that certainly says a lot, you getting that reassurance from all the legwork that you had to do. And I can't wait to dig into that more.
And then just to put in perspective, the number one challenge we have is product pipeline. There's nothing, you know, that can't be solved with great products. And I've worked, you know, we were talking before the meeting, but I started as an engineer. I worked in product planning. I worked in marketing. I worked in sales. I've been with the company for over 20 years. And I know how to get stuff done, if you will. And we will get it done because we understand and we have full support from global. I worked in the past with our chairman of Americas, Christian Mournier, in an international assignment, which at the same time, our now global CEO, Ivan Espinosa, was with us. So I was reporting to the global CEO today, Ivan Espinosa, and Christian Mournier was the president of Nissan Brazil at the time, and we were all working together. So you can imagine that the relationship and the trust exists for many years. That builds confidence, and I can tell you we're going to get stuff done.
So that does segue into one of the questions that I had. And by the way, that new QX60, the 2026, is stunning, beautiful. So obviously the product is coming, But why is it a turning point in your mind for Infinity today? I mean, as you pointed out, and we all see, it's been struggling, but it seems like you're at a turning point. What would you point your finger to that's creating that?
I think it's just a organizational understanding that Nissan Motor Corporation cannot be strong without a strong Infinity. And we needed to put the resources towards Infinity. We have to drive the product development to the premium brand, to elevate the premium brand, have the right product. We don't need 15 different models. We need 6 models that are very competitive in the right segments that will generate throughput, enthusiasm, excitement, and then get the brand going. And that understanding, that pipeline of product is being developed right now. And I'm excited about this. And the turning point, Travis, also because of confidence. Maybe in the past, the organization itself was a little confused. What are our priorities? I like to say that I prefer to do less, but do it very well than try to do a lot of things. So what we will do is very simple. We're going to work on driving sales, so throughput, right? We're going to work on client experience, and we're going to work on revenue generation, okay? So we know for a fact, for driving sales, taking care of the customers, the revenue will come, right? And our dealers will get a bigger share of the pie. Return on sales gets better, net profits get better. They invest back in their people. So the machine works, and we understand that process, and that's what we're going to drive every day from now on.
And another big change is the recent news of Vinay Shahani moving on. How are you feeling about that big transition in leadership?
Well, this was bittersweet for me. And the reason why I say this is Vinay, one, he understood luxury very well. He spent several years at Lexus. He was somebody that I worked with back in 2008. So we had a strong relationship beyond just the job. As friends, there was trust as well. But Vinay was in a tough position from a family standpoint. He was based in Dallas. When he took the role, you know, he took the role thinking, you know, I can go back and forth and I can manage the family and all the challenges that comes with it. He has 2 young kids. And I think he looked now after basically 2 years in a row and he realized this was very challenging for him. It was putting a burden on his family. So I truly respect it. That's why I say it's bittersweet, because I wanted to be upset, but I can't, because I can totally understand the fact that he had this challenge. So he left in very good terms. And him and I talked a lot about this, because it's the good news. And I think this comes from alignment. When the management team is very aligned and we know what needs to be done, the part who is leading don't necessarily change anything, because everybody knows the direction. So, and he was proud to say that we have a very clear direction. He's leaving with people that he trusts. We have a very strong chairman for Americas, for Nissan and Infinity. His name is Christian Monnier, somebody that whether we want it or not, he will not let us get off the path. But I can assure you, I will not let the team get off the path either. So yes, while bittersweet, I don't think anything will change with this change. And to add to this, Mike Suter, who comes in now as lead for the US, so he's the senior vice president for chief sales and service and everything officer for the US. Mike has been with Nissan for a long time. I worked with him before as well. We have very much trust. Mike was global after sales head for Nissan and Infinity. So he sat in our global headquarters. So these relationships with global are extremely strong. He took a sabbatical, if you will, for about 2 years, and then he's back with us. So really happy to have him as well.
So you mentioned earlier exciting products, and you've got a couple that have obviously just arrived, the QX60 and the QX80 Sport. Where does that take you, or where's the portfolio going from here? Is that kind of the starting of a new era of product?
Yeah, the Infinity Renaissance, if you think about it, started with the QX80. So last year we launched this QX80, and we've been building momentum. Every month we're surpassing the year before. We have had the best first peak month of sales ever for QX80. So customers and our clients are rewarding us with their desire to buy QX80, which is really good. This is also a very profitable vehicle for our dealer network. which is very important. So we've seen profits go up significantly year over year with the arrival of the QX80. Then what we did is on the model year 26, the new QX60, we got all the Qs of the QX80 from design, from technology, and we brought into the QX60. So now they're more of siblings. Then we launched the sport trim on both. This is the first time ever both vehicles have the sport trim. And it looks different. It looks sportier. It has this blue dust interior that is very sophisticated. So we've been getting really strong feedback. The QX80 is just arrived in the dealer, in the retailer network. And the QX60 arrived there a month ago. So it's just starting to sell. Then from here, we want to launch one product per year for the foreseeable future. So what I mentioned to you earlier, that we like to do less, but with more impact, that's what we want to do. So starting with the QX65 next spring, this is a extremely exciting model. We announced the QX65 monograph, which is, think about a hint towards what's coming in the spring. We showed this in the Quail Pebble Beach event just last month. Really well received. It looks hot. It looks beautiful. I can't wait for everybody to be able to drive and see what this vehicle has to offer.
That's fantastic. Now, thank you for sharing that information with us. It sounds like a really exciting product lineup coming down the line. I think it's also really exciting that the QX60 is assembled here in the United States and that you just announced that the QX65 will be built here as well. Tell us a little bit more about that and how it matters for North American clients and retailers.
Well, the U.S. is the most important market for Infiniti, and we're really focused on the U.S. We will develop products for the U.S. and find ways to deploy across the world. But number one priority is the U.S. So that's why I sit here. That's why we are managing the basically America's portfolio out of the U.S., and we will support. The fact that we're able to produce here in Smyrna, Tennessee, has many benefits. One, it's a plant that is mature, that delivers high-quality vehicles, and will continue to do so with Infiniti. We do produce the QX60 today in the same plant, so the QX65 made a lot of sense. Our hybrid that I mentioned earlier, that will be our number one volume vehicle, we will also push towards bringing this here to the U.S. as well. So there's a lot of opportunity to grow our footprint in the U.S., and then as a result, continue to grow the operations here. So very important for us. We're proud to be able to produce. I, in fact, was in Smyrna just last month celebrating the QX60 with the team because they're doing a phenomenal job in the quality. So it's really good to be able to do that.
Shifting gears a little bit, you've spoken often about the gratitude you have for your team, for your dealer body. Can you describe the culture you're building and where you're taking Infiniti from here?
Yes, Paul, that's very important part for me, because as you become a leader and you go grow your responsibility, you need to rely on the team more and more and more. And we have a very strong team at Infiniti here for the U.S., for Canada, for Latin America, very strong. So number one item is listening. You got to be able to listen. Sometimes listen more than talking. Understanding what the pain points are, understanding what the opportunities lie. And when I say listening, it's listening from everybody. Listening from our retailers as our number one source of actions. What do they need from a product standpoint? What do they need from a program standpoint? And obviously listen from our clients. We get a lot of input from clients. But let me spend a minute talking about retailer and retailer inputs. My first week in the job, we set up a meeting with the Dealer Advisory Board. And this was April 15th. So I started April 1st, April 15th. They all came here to our headquarters so we could meet. In that meeting, I asked everybody in advance. I met with everybody in advance via Zoom, tell them what I wanted them to do. And I explained, we're going to have a meeting that's a little bit different than what we're used to. We're used to more formal meetings with PowerPoints, with lots of information, maybe not as much input back. I wanted to change this. I want to open up a list of all the programs that we have with you, Mr. Retailer, and programs that include anything that we pay on, anything that we ask reports for, anything we track you on. There was over 80 items. And I want you to know those items. I want you to provide me the input, a very simple input. Does it help you sell more cars? Does it help take care of clients? Does it help generate revenue? And if it doesn't, let's chop it. And we went through this for 80 items, and it was a little different. Everybody left. But again, input is very important. And we made a lot of decisions based on this. And I meet with this dealer advisory board every month, officially. I speak with a lot of them very often. The chair of the board, I talk to him at least once a week. In fact, we were together recently, and his wife was with him, and she was making a joke with me that she was used to listening to my voice on Saturdays when I call him, because we needed to be aligned. You know, there's a lot going on, and I want to be very, very close. So the retailer input is critical, because we understand that in order for the brand to grow, the retailer network has to grow with. Profits need to improve, and as a result, everything comes with it, right?
Yeah, I have to imagine that they really appreciated you asking for their input and being that heavily involved for getting their feedback.
Yes, absolutely. And we have, by the way, have a dealer advisory board, and we have several subcommittees that help us take care of specific topics. So, for example, we brought a subcommittee and after sales subcommittee. So there's a lot of content that come in from that process. But the key here is how we approach the process. A very humble approach. I don't mind being wrong. If we're wrong, tell us. We'll adjust. Because in the end of the day, what we want is the win.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned too, coming off your big dealer meeting with all of the dealers in the Infinity Network. What were some of the biggest takeaways that you heard, I guess, from them directly from that meeting?
I think the number one was alignment. They understand the alignment and the vision. Yes, our global CEO, Ivan Espinosa, was with us. And we had a specific Infinity meeting with only the Infinity retailers, okay, where our global CEO was there, Chairman of Americas, Christian Monnier, and myself were all there. Vinisha Honey was there as well. But the conversation was very important. Each one of our team members presented the marketing plans and our product plans and so forth and so on. But in the end, we sat down there in front of everybody and we answered questions with our global CEO. Now, this has never happened before. And I think that was an important point for the retailer network to understand. This company is serious about us from the top. The global CEO is here doing this. The second thing, we did show a product portfolio, one product per year, but we also set reasonable expectations. And I wanted to be clear to all our retailers that I'm not going to promise. And when I say I, on behalf of the company, Infinity is not going to promise more than we can deliver. And I think that's important because in the past, there was comments from us, from our retailers to say, yeah, we always say, Infinity always tell us something, things don't happen. So we're taking the approach of let's be very reasonable. Let them know one product per year is our expectations for volume. And then guess what? If we overachieve, if we provide you with an extra product later on, nobody's going to be mad at us. But what we want to do is set the floor. What do we expect? And that every decision, because we're all business people, right? If a retailer looks at our plan and they're not happy with the plan, at least it's very clear and they can make the best business decision. The good news is we got a lot of positive feedback with that. And the third piece is I do think they liked the product portfolio, the products that we're bringing back as sedan. It's bringing back, connecting back with those clients that, you know, love Infinity. They're be waiting for that. And then this hybrid, high volume opportunity for all of us to grow as a brand. So those things were very well received.
So as far as, I don't know, maybe we call it the customer experience, going out the next 5 years, what do you see as far as the customer experience in the retail sales and service side? What will you see anything changing from that perspective over the next few years?
This is an area that I'm very passionate about. And I'll start by saying We know one thing when it comes to a relationship with a client. Eventually, there may be some problems. It's all about how you deal with a problem. Okay. So I see client experience transitioning from just the idea of client experience to hospitality. We need to think this as hospitality. People need to feel comfortable, willing, and even sometimes excited about interacting with us as a brand. Infinity has done really good job from the last few years on client experience. If you look at, for example, JD Power Sales Satisfaction Survey, we are second just behind Porsche. So that's pretty, it tells you things are going really well, but I want to push more. I think there's more we can do. One of the things we're working on now is how to provide more support to the field so decisions can be made in much lower levels of the organization on things like goodwill or quick changes. They don't have to. We wanted the retailer to solve the problem, not the call center from Infinity, you know what I mean? And the retailer needs to call the shot. Maybe he needs the support from our field person. So we are pushing the decision-making process down. And I think that's a big win. We're in the process of doing this. We're not there yet, but we will see a lot of changes coming with that mindset. The second thing is identifying best practice across the network, but then deploying them in a very processed way that helps the retailers implementing. I was recently talking to a retailer. He told me, I implemented a simple rule in my store. I asked that none of my team members allow a client to touch the door. Now, the thought process here is that they're welcoming them. They're making them feel the hospitality. But the mission is, if you see somebody going towards a door handle, do it for them. And that's a nice way to put it. You're creating some processes, some guidelines that everybody can follow. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that. But there's work to be done. But again, the bones are good and then added to another level.
And just a follow-up question to that, what do you feel in your research and observations that the customers are either demanding or expecting the most that maybe they're not getting out of their experience?
Well, I think the number one item across the industries, it's not just with Infinity, is infotainment. And that has been a challenge for the industry. So there's a lot of work being done. All our new systems are much easier to use. In the past, when you try to do your own, for example, the QX80 and the QX60, they have Google services. So it's a foundation of Google. So it's very easy to interact. That has helped us quite a bit. But in the end of the day, what people want is whenever they interact with a brand, they want to feel respected in a sense that we're answering their questions transparently, that we are being fast. So with urgency, because their time is valuable. So we're acting with urgency and we're solving the problem. But if we can't solve the problem, we're transparent about it. We have a game plan and we address it. One of the things I'm proud about Infinity is we have a very strong program with courtesy vehicles. So most of our clients in the situation that you need, we can provide courtesy vehicles. These clients are well taken care of. And I see reports from clients all the time that they're very happy to be taken care of that way. Because again, problems may happen, but when they do, is how you solve them is what makes the difference.
Absolutely. Well, switching gears, we work with a lot of dealers that are looking to grow and expand, and they may be looking at acquisition opportunities in the marketplace right now. So I would love to get kind of your perspective on M&A and the franchise opportunities with Infinity right now, and why this is a great time for dealers to consider acquiring an Infinity dealership.
This one is an excellent question because I've been asked this many times. One thing I'm very happy is when we left the dealer meeting, the number of retailers asking to be part of Infinity has increased exponentially, okay? Because it all comes down to where you are and where you're going to be and the level of trust between the two, right? If we are right now, and let's face the reality too, we are not in a good place right now. If you think about going back to M&A, from a multiple standpoint, Infinity is one of the lowest franchises today, right? But where are we going to be it's going to be a great position, better throughput, the right product, profitable dealer network. So clearly there will be improvement there. So if you trust that vision, and I can tell you, I trust, we're going to execute, we have the right team, then you know that that's going to be a good investment and it's the right time to approach Infinity. So we're seeing a lot more of that. The interesting thing is we made a decision earlier this year that the big dealer meeting that normally is dedicated to Infinity or Nissan, we had both brands together. So we had 2,500 people in this event. We were able to expose, in that sense, Infinity to a lot of the Nissan dealers that are not familiar with Infinity per se. So a lot of my colleagues, because I know a lot of the Nissan dealers, end up seeing the value. And we also were able to share our vision with investors. We had about 30 investors that are not part of the brand today, to either brand. They were able to see what we're planning to do, and there's enthusiasm. So it is an exciting moment. There's a lot of work to be done. I'm not going to shy away from it. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, when you have a lot of work to do, what do you need? You need the right team. You need the right plan. And you need the right motivation to do it. And we got all three of those things.
So we know what the long-term vision is. What can customers, dealers, what can they expect in the next 12 to 18 months? What's your kind of short-term goal?
So one, again, a laser focus on the three things I mentioned. More vehicles, taking care of clients, and improving the revenue. Okay. So that's our laser focus mission. And we're going to adjust things in order to do that. Second, flawless launches. Starting with the QX65, very important for us. I am personally in all the details of this vehicle, from what content we're going to put in each one of the trims, what is the price, what is the mix of the launch, how many units per day we're going to produce. I mean, we're going to go to the detail because we're going to launch this without any issue. And then one big discussion that we're having internally is, what is a perfect launch looks like? I think that's an important question because everybody says they're going to launch flawlessly. Yeah. But in my view, and I think we have a pretty good alignment, is it's a launch where you can generate more demand than supply, at least for the first 6 months. And we're going to work on this. Our production plan is going to be smooth. We're going to start with more marketing and it's going to stay really hot. This is QX65 will be part of the one of the biggest segments in luxury, right? That we call D SUV, two row. That's a big segment. There's a lot of opportunity there. So we have a huge opportunity and we're not going to miss it. So drive the demand. The marketing needs to be flawless. Where we apply the marketing, the training for the retailer network, the preparation, you could argue that our sales are going to go up significantly next year, potentially more than 20%. Versus the year before. We have to have retailers ready to go that maybe needed to hire more people. Those are the things we're going to work as a team to deliver the results. I do want everybody to leave you with one understanding and that we are here to stay. Infinity is a huge part of the corporation. Corporation will invest in this brand. And I really believe that when we work together as a team with a retailer network, there's really no stopping us. We're going to go after this every day and deliver, maximize the investment that those retailers are making with us. So absolutely, there's no question. We're going to deliver a much better future for Infinity than we have today. But I want also to remember that our mission is to improve the present and accelerate the future. So when I say this, is every day matters. When we wake up today, I need to be better than yesterday. But I know I'm not going to be better than tomorrow because I'm going to do it again. So this is the mindset of the team, and we're going to work to get it done.
I love the energy and momentum. I also really appreciate all of the posts you share on LinkedIn. I think that's really informative and also shares a lot of that energy and what you guys are working on and building. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, JMP. Yeah, we're trying to communicate better. That's another piece that we we felt that we were lacking, it's important for us to tell our story as opposed to let others tell it for us. So if we have clarity and we know where we're going, well, let's make sure everybody knows. So thank you for giving us this opportunity, because that's part of the mission.
Been our pleasure.
Fantastic, Tiago. Thank you again. Our audience can go to LinkedIn or to, I'm sure, infinity.com. Anywhere else you would direct them, Tiago?
Yeah, so infinityusa.com is obviously our number one site, and we love that you do that. Please join me on LinkedIn as well. You know, I always provide some inputs. I try not to do too much, but sometimes I get excited. So this thing's in your hand, and you want to give an update, you end up doing it. But I try to keep it simple. But those are the primary areas. If anybody have questions too, I have a policy of open door, if you will, but I use my door as my cell phone. So a lot of our retailers call me. I don't mind. I answer. Sometimes I cannot answer immediately, but if it's Saturday, Sunday, I'm always there. And I love to be able to get input and communicate and, you know, share the vision. And many times, listen and adjust. So that's what I will tell you. But thank you again.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Our pleasure, Tiago. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Driving Performance. The show notes include links to any resources mentioned in today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review. If you're considering buying or selling an automotive dealership, reach out to us at performancebrokerageservices.com or send an email to info@performancebrokerageservices.com.